Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back for our afternoon session. And you all recall we are discussing agenda item 6, and in the morning I had two flags left. That was Belgium and Egypt. So I would give the floor to Belgium, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je serai bref. Tranquillisez-vous. Je voudrais d'abord remercier le secrétariat ainsi que les représentants de la FAO et de l'OMS pour toutes les informations dont ils nous ont fait part ce matin. Pour en venir à l'essentiel de notre débat et à savoir les décisions que nous devons prendre ou que nous devons proposer à la Commission la semaine prochaine. Je dirais que je soutiens les propositions que le secrétariat nous a faites dans ce document et plus spécifiquement dans les pages 13 et 14. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Belgium. Egypt is not there. Then Morocco, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Nous comprenons donc tout à fait la situation financière et donc nous soutenons les mesures qui sont proposées pour essayer de réduire donc les dépenses. Je vais être assez bref. Donc c'est par rapport au paragraphe 14, le deuxième point où il est proposé donc d'éliminer ou de suspendre la production de documents dans une des langues. Vous comprenez très bien que c'est une question très, très sensible et donc lorsqu'on dit éliminer une des langues, laquelle, selon quelle base et quels sont les critères qui vont être utilisés, par qui et comment pour décider de cette langue. Ça c'est la première question qui se pose, qui s'impose. Et puis la deuxième tranche de cette phrase, on dit aussi pour une session de la commission, et on dit du comité de coordination, lequel? Est-ce que tous les comités de coordination ou un des comités de coordination? Parce que s'il s'agit de tous les comités de coordination, dans ce cas c'est une session des comités ou de chacun des comités de coordination. Donc je crois qu'il y a quelque chose à revoir dans la forme. Et puis il y a la question fondamentale, sensible de la langue. Il faudrait qu'on comprenne un peu sur quels critères on va se baser pour décider de la langue qui serait éliminée. Donc, merci.
Thank you, Morocco. And I understand in the morning there were some concerns raised about elimination of one of the executive committee, and that concern was from Switzerland. And I know there was concern about bullet 2 raised from Argentina, now from Morocco, and I wish the secretary to guide us because the deficit we are trying to cover is $120,000, and if we eliminate, let's say, we agree to eliminate the executive committee session, and leave the sensitive issue. I know the language issue is very difficult.
I'm just trying to get through one of messengers.
Yeah. That's it. So I was going to ask the secretary to give us what would be the implication if we leave the sensitive issue, the bullet 2, out, and just concentrate on elimination of the...
No, you are not messenger.
...executive committee meeting.
I want a messenger. Get hold of that lady, please. Non. Jocelyne, 9F en français. Barre 9 en français, s'il vous plaît. Oui.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I explained this morning, the estimated gap between the revenue and expenditure is of the order of $120,000. That means that we are not in a position to implement both of the cost-saving measures presented in 14. For instance, the exec committee recommends the first option, there will be no further measures necessary to be taken to further cut the costs. However, if the exec committee does not wish to end one of its sessions, then there will be need to apply the second option two times. That means that eliminating one of the working languages of the Commission for one Commission session and in one coordinating committee session would not be sufficient. It should be repeated two times to reach the savings of the same magnitude as that can be achieved by the first option. So this is the clarification I can provide by saying so. I would like to clarify that we are not talking about all coordinating committees in the second bullet point. We are talking about one session of a coordinating committee planned in this biennium. I think this provides a certain satisfaction to the delegation of Morocco that asked a question. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Jordan, I hope with the explanation from the Secretary, your concerns have been addressed or no?
سيد الرئيس هو حقيقة أنه لدينا اقتراح هنا. طبعا نحن ندرك صعوبة الوضع المالي لعمل هيئة الدستور الغذائي من قبل المنظمتين الراعيتين بعد التخفيض في ميزانياتهم. نود أن نقترح عوضا إلغاء دورة واحدة للجنة التنفيذية وإيقاف إصدار الوثائق بأحد اللغات الرئيسية, نقترح عقد اجتماعات الهيئة واللجنة التنفيذية خارج مقر المنظمتين حيث يقبل على توقيع اتفاقية مع إحدى الدول الراغبة في استضافة مثل هذه الاجتماعات على أن تكون جزء من تكلفة إدارة الاجتماعات بما فيها الترجمة الفورية والتحريرية على حساب الدولة المضيفة. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Jordan. And Secretary, want to say something, I'm sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have been listening to the proposal made by Jordan with a lot of attention. And I would not, I mean, you refer to the question to me in a way that I may not have the definite answer to the point raised by Jordan, but we have to look into the rules of procedure, whether the rules will allow FAO and WHO to host a meeting of the exec committee side the two venues that are Geneva or Rome. And secondly, the Rule 13 on budget and expenses in paragraph 2 specifies that the Codex budget should cover the operating expenses of the Commission and subsidiary bodies of the Commission established under Rule 11.1.A and 11.1.B.2. That means that usually in the usual reading of the rules, we have already or always interpreted the rules as being the Codex budget needs to cover the whole expenses of the operation related to the executive committee. So whether we can move the exec committee outside Rome or Geneva This question needs to be studied from the legal point of view. And secondly, we also have some financial rules, and in holding the meeting outside the FAO and WHO venues usually requires an agreement of memorandum of understanding between the FAO and the government offering the venue, which is a rather extensive understanding, not including the clauses on financial arrangements, but also the granting of diplomatic immunities to the persons attending the meeting. And those arrangements will take, negotiate, and read and agreed upon. And the final venue can be decided maybe at one point of time, but it may not accommodate the Codex session schedule. So, Mr. Chairman, all I can say at this stage is that the proposal has been noted, but the Secretariat is unable to respond at this time on the feasibility, and at least we see some technical difficulties with the proposal, but the proposal itself has been noted. And Mr. Chairman, finally, if the Executive Committee recommends cost-saving package, either the bullet point one or based on bullet point two, but that will touch two languages, that recommendation will be, of course, transmitted to the Commission next week. And if the Commission agrees to it, the Secretariat will be more than happy to implement that decision. But if the Exec Committee is and the Commission are not in a position to make a firm recommendation to the Codex Secretariat, the Codex Secretariat will be in a situation anyway to one of those measures or measures to match the expenditure to the budget. So this is sort of a last chance, one last chance given to the Executive Committee to guide the Codex Secretariat in the implementation of the Codex program in the current biennium. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary and Vice Chairperson Kare.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Understanding the remarks that we just heard from the Codex Secretariat, Dr. Mingishima, about his need, the need of the Secretariat to make a decision with or without the recommendation of this body and the Commission. I would like to ask if, given the very complicated nature of the financial descriptions this morning, we heard this morning, if the Secretariat could, as simply as possible, describe the funding trend for Codex for the last 10 years, five biennial budgets for FAO and WHO, in dollars and in the purchasing power of euros. Because you receive funding in dollars, but in fact you buy services and goods in euros, I believe. If that is possible, I think that would be helpful, Claire, for this really very critical point. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Vice Chairperson, but I wish to protect the Secretariat. That's an information which requires statistics and data, and I don't think they can have that impromptu information with us here, but maybe that can be for future use. Otherwise, I doubt if we can get the statistics for the last 10 years at this material time. Secretary want to say something?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are two revenue sources for the Codex program. One is from FAO and the other one from WHO. And as far as FAO contribution concerned, it went through very complex transformation over the past years because in the Codex budget, we used to list it FAO-WHO joint fund and FAO-only contribution, which included certain Codex documentation work that are now included in the Codex budget, but it also included some FAO-only budget for capacity building. So on the FAO side, the matter is very highly complex. And as Chairman stated, if we need those figures, it is impossible for the Secretariat to provide the trend on the FAO side at this stage. But of course, those figures are all recorded in the equivalent document that was presented to the past session of the Commission. So we could provide the necessary documentation so that you can have those figures. As far as WHO contribution is concerned, it is forward, and I have some figures with me, so if the chairman allows me, I can announce certain figures. We don't have figures. I happen to have figures from 94. In 94-95 biennium, the WHO contribution was $919,000. 96-96 biennium, $932,000. 98-99 biennium, $969,000. 2000-2001 biennium, $988,000. And 2002-2003 biennium, $862,000. The decrease is due to the fact that outstanding balance past years was returned to WHO during this biennium. So WHO budget stood at 960, but after the subtraction of the balance, outstanding balance of FGO's contribution in the preceding years, the actual contribution from WHO stood at $862,000. And from 2004 to 2005, as we all know, the $1,123,000, and the same figure applies to the current biennium. So this is the figures you can get from the past finance and budget documents we presented to the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Cameroon, this will be the last chance, and I'll just summarize because we have spent quite a bit of time on this. Cameroon, please.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président. Je m'excuse de revenir, mais je me rends compte qu'il y a des difficultés à faire passer les propositions, l'une des propositions du secrétariat. Je ne sais pas si on a déjà des difficultés à faire passer ça ici au comité exécutif. Je ne sais pas ce qui en adviendra à la Commission. Peut-être que nous, on a pour nous fait la proposition de, si cela est faisable, d'éliminer la session de décembre du comité exécutif, mais bon, ça n'arrive pas à mordre. Est-ce que, moi je voudrais donc poser la question, c'est qu'il y a, s'il y a moyen de mobiliser d'autres sources de financement extra-budgétaires pour financer l'écart. Ça, c'est encore une autre façon de chercher le financement de l'écart. Est-ce que c'est possible d'en discuter avec les États membres et de voir ces 120 000 dollars. Est-ce que c'est possible d'en discuter avec les États membres pour mobiliser cela? Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Morocco. And ladies and gentlemen, I shall try to summarize the discussion we have had on this. First of all, as I said at the beginning, the Executive Committee notes the financial and the budgetary situation of the joint FAO and WHO Food Standards Program for the current biennium 2006-2007. Second, the Executive Committee thank FAO and WHO for having made efforts to keep to the minimum the budgetary cuts in their contributions to Codex. However, we encourage member states of FAO and WHO to recognize the peculiarity of the joint FAO-WHO standards program and work through the FAO-WHO governing bodies to ensure adequate budgetary allocation to the program and to the level agreed upon area of 25% WHO and 75% FAO contributions. The Executive Committee endorses the cost-saving measures taken under paras 12 and 13 with the recommendations that paper distribution of documents can be maintained upon request by Codex contact point and such distribution shall be done in the most cost-effective means. This is to try to capture the discussion in the room. And again, there was the issue of official invitations. So official invitations shall be distributed through the most effective means of reaching member states. There was the issue of scanning and distribution, but it was raised by the member Cameroon that it might not be very easy for the developing countries. So it's important that the invitations reach the member states in the most efficient way. Then the Executive Committee, while noting the difficulties of giving more guided options for cost reduction in the absence of more information from FAO and Codex Secretariat on the breakdown of the cost items in Table 2, recommend cancellation of one of the Executive Committee sessions scheduled in December to make up for the deficit in the budget in the biennium. In the meantime, we could explore other means of trying to cover the deficit as proposed by Cameroon. I guess that is a fair summary of the discussions in the room. Secretary?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have one comment to make on the suggestion made by the Cameroon. Mm-hmm. Our statutes approved by the FAO conference and WHO as World Health states in Article 9 that the Director General of FAO and WHO shall jointly determine the respective portion of the costs of the program to be borne by each organization, prepare the corresponding annual expenditures for inclusion in the regular budgets of the two organizations for approval by the appropriate governing bodies. That means that by seeking extra budgetary funding to cover the core expenditure of the Codex program might lead to a departure from Article 9 of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. So it might not exclude an option of seeking extra budgetary funding on an extraordinary basis and on an ad hoc basis and on the exceptional basis. However, if it opens a way to go for seeking extra budgetary contributions on a permanent basis, that would, for one thing, undermine the compliance with the current statutes, and secondly, which that situation may put the Director Generals of FAO and WHO on how to program the Codex budget in their regular budgets, if they can also ask funding through extra budgetary contributions. And in case of extra budgetary contribution, we have to also be sensitive to the way we raise that kind of funding, because Codex reputation helped to a large extent to the budget directly covered by the parent organization, which served as a sort of a guarant for the neutrality and transparency of the Codex process. So this is a comment I just wanted to make. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And then from that clarification, then our recommendation would read as follows. The Executive Committee, while noting the difficulties of giving more guided options for cost reduction in the absence of more information from FAO and Codex Secretariat on the breakdown of the cost items in Table 2, recommend cancellation on one of the Executive Committee sessions scheduled in December 2006, to make up for the deficit in. Okay. Switzerland, you have your flag up.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Well, 2 points. I think there is also a need of a clear communication, so that under these circumstances, Codex isn't anymore able to achieve the program which is foreseen in the procedure manual, as mentioned by the Secretariat to FAO and WHO, so that I see that this change of financing of these costs with $400,000 has a certain effect on the efficiency of Codex. And the second point is, I think we should come back to the decision that working groups are only possible before or during the meetings of the Executive Committee. Then I suppose it's not possible that now for 1 year the Executive leans back and awaits station meeting to bring forward the important tasks which have to be fulfilled. So if we have no meeting in December, I think in the meantime certain preparations concerning the evaluation of the Codex work should be and be possible against the decision we come to take this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. With regards to the formation of subcommittee, then this would be a pre-session subcommittee that would take place just before the executive committee, before the commission meeting. And as we said, if need be, if there is a need to have such a subcommittee meeting. And your observation is that in the absence of the December meeting, there might be a need. But from the explanation given by the Secretary, we might not have such a backlog to handle in the meeting prior to the commission meeting. Okay? Vice Chairperson Wim?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a comment on your summary conclusions, which I guess are fine. I guess correctly that you included in your conclusion that the member states of Codex and FAO and WHO should act through the governing bodies. Maybe it is good also to be a bit more specific and also to convey a message of urgency to the world, because my understanding is that next year, in 2011, in both the FAO and WHO governing bodies, the discussions and the negotiations will start for the budget for the biennium 2008-09. And I would propose that in our recommendation to the Commission and in our report, we made that specific, so that it's not only saying, yes, we should do it, but also say you have to act now, because the negotiations will take place in 2007. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wim. So we add this in the year 2007. just to be sure that they start at that time. The WHO, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just in addition to this information, to make sure that member states know that in WHO there are two governing bodies, the Executive Board in January 2007 and the World Health Assembly in May 2007. In the Executive Board, the main part of the discussions in relation to the budget are taken. It can also be taken up in the World Health Assembly, but the main discussion is actually at the Executive Board, for countries to know. The I just wanted to maybe intervene in relation to the chairman's outline of the conclusions here. I believe that you mentioned some that the organizations have kept to a minimum cuts in the budget. Mm-hmm. But I would like to state clearly that there has been no cuts in the budget from WHO. There's only been increase. I don't know if the cuts you refer to are the 400,000 in relation to FAO, but I am not in no position to say whether that represents a cut or just a general change in the policy in FAO. But I don't think it's correct to say that there's been budgetary cuts from WHO. So I think it would not be totally fair to say that. Then you mentioned the 25-75% split. This is that has to be discussed. There is no statement in what the percentage should be. There's no statement how it should be figured out. There is a percentage at the moment, and it can be discussed how that should be shared in the future. We are totally open for that. We should be totally open for that. But I don't think that there is any cut and dry percentage that has been presented before in relation to this. So I don't know whether that should be in the outcome of this. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Regarding the statement that there's minimum budget cut, maybe that might not sound very true for WHO, I agree. So we need to find some phrasing that will not really reflect on WHO. But I understand it's true for FAO. FAO?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it depends how you look at things. FAO budget to Codex has been increased steadily for the last 10 years, I would say, has been increased. But what has changed? First of all, I mean, it has been increased in nominal terms. That is, in real terms, perhaps this increase, as well as in the FAO budget, I think, not there. That is, reflect the inflation and the cost, increasing cost, etc. And that is what has to be considered in the overall evaluation of the budgetary of Codex that has been brought up. Earlier to it is the fact that there is a new policy in FAO that has affected now the management of the funds in Codex, and that is cost of dispatch of documents, which handled by FAO from budget. But it was, dispatching document costs, and that used to be taken by FAO only. Now it has been entered into the budget. Payments are sent everywhere, and then charged to those technical units and programs that are managing these programs. And Codex is now charged for all the dispatching of documentation. And this has, of course, meant that there are $400,000 money available for Codex for other activities. That's the real truth. So it's not really considered. I mean, it wasn't considered by FAO as a cut from there, but it's a change in policy that affects all programs, including Codex, and that the effect on Codex is probably more than other programs, because in Codex we have a lot of documentation that is produced and also dispatched around the world, and that costs the organization. And in the past, FAO used to absorb all that cost by itself and did not use to charge it to the joint budget between FAO and WHO.
While you are still having the flag, could you comment on the 25-75% ratio, please?
Yes. This is 75-75%. Was the parity or the proportion that has been agreed upon at the early stage in Codex, when Codex was created, and that's the budget was 75-25%. And from there, it has changed with time, always and with the increase from the FAO side and decrease from WHO side, to arrive to a situation now where it's 82.7 or 82.3% or something like this for FAO and 17.6 for WHO. So, the decision of 75 and 25 share between the two organizations was taken at the inception of FAO in the beginning. And has been respected for a number of years in the beginning, and then it has started to diminish from the WHO side.
Thank you, FAO, for that classification, and I hope my friend from WHO will go back to the notes and try to clarify that. But
no, but this
for the purpose of our meeting, then we note the ratio. WHO?
Sorry. Mr. Chairman, in all the activities of WHO, and I believe also of FAO, there is no such thing that an initial separation of funding decided 45 years ago will always stand. There is no such thing. Things are changing all the time. The funding levels are changing all the time. Another example of that is that in WHO now, 75% of all budget is extra budgetary, so maybe there has to be some new thinking in relation to whether extra budgetary funds could also come into Codex. That was what was mentioned by Cameroon. We have to think in new ways when things evolve, and I'm just saying that something that was right 40 or 45 years ago, there's no such thing to say that also means that it's right at this time. That's not the case for any of our other programs, and that's probably not the case for Codex. I'm not saying that it should not be like that. It has to be decided after high level of the organizations have been looking at the total budget, have been looking at all the possibilities of using the money in an efficient way. That has to be very, very transparent and very clear when the two organizations then agree how it should be in the future. We would hope that these decisions can be taken at a lot earlier stage in the future than they are now, because we totally agree with the Secretary of Codex that it's not sustainable to get a solution 6 months into the biennium. That is why we are suggesting to have a high-level management group that involves the ADG level from FAO, the ADG level from WHO, to look at how the money should best be spent, including major policy issues such as whether money should be spent out of the house or always should be spent in the house. Important things, and they are all connected, cannot be disassociated. Thank you.
Thank you for that explanation. Cameroon, please.
Oui, Monsieur le Président, je crois que votre conclusion sur la réduction minimale au plan budgétaire, je crois qu'elle est correcte. Peut-être qu'il faut seulement ajouter en termes réels. Parce qu'effectivement, comme l'a soulevé le représentant de la FAO, si je regarde l'OMS, 1225, 2004-2005, 1225, 2006-2007. C'est, en termes nominaux, c'est le même chiffre, il n'y a pas eu de réduction. Mais en termes réels, il y a eu réduction. Donc je crois que peut-être qu'il faut avoir le terme en termes réels à la suite de ce que vous avez dit là, pour compléter la phrase. Et ensuite, le deuxième point que je voulais soulever, c'est par rapport à l'année 2007. Je crois que bon, pour c'est peut-être vrai pour l'OMS, mais ce n'est pas vrai pour la FAO. Parce qu'on commence à discuter le sommaire du budget en octobre, là. Septembre, octobre, les réunions du comité de programme, du comité financier, commencent à discuter le premier sommet du budget 2008-2009. Là, en septembre, le premier sommet. Donc, il faut peut-être enlever la date, mais dire que dès que les organes directeurs commencent à... Il faut déjà qu'on y réfléchisse, sans toutefois insister. Parce que si on met ça à 2007, pour la FAO, ça risque d'être tard. Vous comprenez ce que je veux dire. Je vous remercie, M. le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon. Then this is another attempt I'm trying to make. The Executive Committee thank FAO and WHO for having made efforts to keep to the minimum the budgetary cuts in their contributions to Codex in real terms. However, we encourage member states of FAO and WHO to recognize the peculiarity of the joint FAO-WHO standards program and work through, should I use the word, respective FAO and WHO governing bodies we had in the year 2008, so we are replacing board as soon as possible to ensure adequate budgetary allocation. Then I leave out the proportions. WHO?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, but when WHO saw the outcome of the, and WHO member states saw the outcome of the review, they agreed to put significant extra money into Codex. Mm-hmm. So they increased from 960,000 to 1.225 million, which is an increase of 28 or 29%. Nobody can convince me that an increase like that is in either nominal, real, or any other term a cut. It is not. This increase that happened from 02, 03 to has been maintained in 06, 07 at the cost of other parts of the food safety area in WHO. Therefore, I don't think it's correct to say that there has been cuts in that sense. I don't think it's correct to say that. And we have a lot of other programs that are looking at this and saying, you know, how can they explain a 30% increase to be a cut? I cannot agree with this. It doesn't make sense in my simple mind. 30% increase is a real term cut. I've never heard that before. We don't have that much inflation here in Geneva, at least.
Thank you, WHO. Then let me put it in the positive way. The Executive Committee thank FAO and WHO for having made efforts to protect the budgetary cuts in their contributions to Codex.
To protect the cuts?
To protect the level?
Yeah.
Budgetary level, yeah? Are you comfortable, both of you? I mean, given the argument you have put that this has, I mean, other programs have suffered, while if the Codex program has been somehow favored.
Yeah.
Yeah?
This is correct.
Cameroon, can I listen to the rest of the committee members? Are we comfortable with that summary, ladies and gentlemen? Cameroon, please.
Monsieur le Président, vraiment, je ne comprends pas. Je ne voudrais pas entrer dans la discussion personnelle avec le représentant de l'OMS, mais je pense que le fait est réel. Vous savez, cette année, il y a eu une augmentation du budget de la FAO en termes nominaux. Mais il y a des choses qui ont été ajoutées là-dedans, telles que la sécurité, qui n'était pas budgétisée avant, mais qui ont provoqué l'augmentation du budget. C'est à peu près la même chose qui est arrivée avec la décision après l'évaluation, la décision prise par l'OMS d'augmenter le budget. Ça, c'est une décision d'augmentation qui n'a rien à voir avec l'inflation et autre chose. On augmente parce qu'on a pensé que les activités en tant que telles devaient augmenter. Maintenant, pour prendre en compte d'inflation, c'est une autre discussion. Et on ne peut pas me prouver qu'à ce niveau, il n'y a pas eu réduction si on maintient le même niveau de budget. Donc, pour qu'on ne prolonge pas inutilement la discussion, je pense que bon, vous avez peut-être trouvé une formule magique, mais je ne sais pas comment elle va être interprétée si elle tombe dans les oreilles de ceux qui défendent l'augmentation ou bien
la protection également des activités de terrain au sein de la FAO. Vous savez un peu, je suis là, je vois un peu ce qui se passe. Donc, il faudrait qu'on dise les choses, pas pour couvrir, mais comme elles sont. Et parce que en ce moment-là, ça envoie un message fort auprès de nous, auprès de secrétariat et des États membres. Nous avons besoin d'envoyer un message fort auprès des États membres et du secrétariat. Si nous couvrons, nous enveloppons un peu la manière de dire les choses, les gens ne vont pas, ça ne va, le message ne va pas passer. Mais nous avons besoin de faire passer ce message. Et c'est la chose la plus importante. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon. And unless there is any other observation, then our conclusion, recommendation of the Executive Committee, thank you for WHO for having made efforts, and I use the word protect, the budgetary level in their contributions to Codex in real terms, without the real terms. However, we encourage member states of FAO and WHO to recognize the joint FAO and WHO Food Standards Program and work through the respective FAO and WHO governing bodies as soon as possible to ensure adequate budgetary allocations to Codex. If you want to...
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to prolong this too much, but I believe that reference to this to the respective shares of the two organizations in the budget of Codex should be there in the report, in the sense that we believe that the 75-25 share or proportion that has been decided in the early stage of Codex creation and which could not be maintained, it's a target at least that we should try to go back to it if we are going to be also fair with the two in their effort to support Codex. But if we continue to take the maximum load on FAO side, I think some members will question why this discrepancy in the allocation of FAO or the contribution of FAO to the Codex budget and as compared to WHO's. And that target should remain a target for both the FAO and WHO to try to get back to it and achieve it. And we should not get completely, lose it in our sight, because that's the truth. It has been going down and down and down from the WHO side as proportions wise. And we are in the situation where FAO now is providing over 82% of the budget, and that's not sufficient. And so we are not seeking to reduce our budget. No, we want to a little bit more from WHO side, so that we get back to 75-25%, and we will be in a better position at that time for the whole Codex program to work in a situation that enables it to plan adequately for its activities and to implement the activities as planned.
Thank you. And I think this argument can also be used by WHO to urge the case through the member states. So in this case, we shall have allocations, and to the target level of 25% WHO and 75% FAO allocations agreed upon earlier. Then let's leave it at this, and it will be something that can be used by WHO and FAO to urge the member states to increase budget allocation to Codex. Okay? This is positive to the negotiations, so this is very positive. So, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to close our discussion on that with the summary I've given. And Canada, please.
a great risk in prolonging this, Mr. Chair. In the comments that you made earlier when we first came back after lunch, you also mentioned that we would continue to seek efficiencies, but that wasn't repeated in the summary at our conclusions on the specific recommendations. Would it be possible to include that while we are agreeing with the proposal by the Secretariat that the Executive Committee meeting for December be cancelled, that we would continue to look at other efficiencies? The discussion has been a little bit unsettling this afternoon in that based on a meeting being $100,000, we probably spent $10,000 talking in circles over the past 2 hours. But it would be very difficult for us to go back to our countries and talk to our WHO and FAO representatives by saying we have very little information on our budgets and how they're being spent, plus we have FAO and WHO telling us that the budgets are fine. So I think it's important that we continue to understand and highlight the fact that we do have a significant finance ahead of us, that we will do what we can to help resolve this financial issue, but aggressively seek some additional funding to come from our parent organizations. But it's going to be difficult for our parent organizations to support us if they're not seeing that we're doing the best that we can to help to reduce costs.
Thank you, Canada. And that was also raised by Cameroon, and I thought the Secretariat gave an explanation as to why we are limiting our budget requirements through FAO and WHO.
No, that's not the point. The point is to know what the money is spent for.
Canada?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I wasn't saying that, although not did the opportunity to seek extra budgetary funding, I was more speaking of what we could do to introduce efficiencies into day work. For example, we had suggested this morning, is there anything in addition that the host countries could do to contribute to helping to reduce costs? Is there anything that we can do in the operation of this committee that would help to reduce costs? Just to demonstrate that we are willing to explore those options.
Thank you, Canada. In my last summary, I said the Executive Committee, while noting the difficulties of giving more guided options for cost reduction, because we did ask about information from FAO and the Codex Secretary on the breakdown of the cost items. You know, if that were available for us, then we could recommend some more measures. But in the absence of those, and that's what I've noted in the last paragraph, but maybe the Secretary can explain more.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I may be reiterating some of the points I made. The financial and budgetary reports in the form we present to the Commission and the Executive Committees are being made and approved by the relevant Budget and Finance Services of FAO, which is managing the Codex program as part of its program and work. Of course, with due regard to the joint nature of the program. And the way we presented the budget and expenditures are in conformity with the arrangements, the financial arrangements FAO applies to all units. So if we want to have a different type of breakdown or something else, it may mean that Codex, the FAO may face difficulties in making or producing such reporting, which are different from the one we may face it. We can recall the request or intervention made by Canada in the report, but the Codex Secretariat is not in a position to confirm that such request be in the light of the rules in force in FAO. Having said this, Mr. Chairman, there are certainly possibilities for efficiencies. For instance, the Codex Committee and Tax Forces, which have host government, usually the host governments are supposed to cover all costs associated with operation of these committees. And certain host countries do cover the host associated with those committees. But from time to time, there are cases where no reports of the committee translated by the host government and provided to the Coast Codex for further distribution is being done in such a quality that we had to retranslate everything with using the Codex budget because the host governments were simply in a position to do it on their behalf. So there are Codex budgets that could be saved if the host governments can double their efforts and provide good meeting, good translation and good documentation to the meeting. So this is one of the areas we in this Codex Secretariat would very much want to explore in the future sessions. We have made discussion with certain governments which resulted in successful outcome with improvements in the delivery, but with some host governments we have not yet seen the positive outcome. So maybe the executive committee may wish to encourage the Codex Secretary to continue to keep our dialogue with the current host governments and, of course, with prospective host governments so that they can fully contribute to the Codex program while alleviating budget pressure from the Codex budget. Mr. Chairman, apologies for taking time. When I read out the WHO contribution figure for the past biennia, I seem to have pronounced the figures in the wrong way for the current and last biennium. So the correct figure for this and the last biennium is $1,225,000. With apologies, I correct myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And again, taking on board the observation from Canada and the explanation from the Secretariat, then we could have another recommendation that reads as follows. Encourage host countries to honor their budgetary obligations when holding subsidiary body meetings so as to make some saving costs on the Secretariat. It also encourages Codex Secretariat to make a follow-up of this encouragement. In other words, we are being polite, but at the same time, we are saying the host honor the obligations when it comes to, as explained by the Secretary, that there are some costs that they have to incur as host countries, and they just honor that instead of leaving some of the costs, as mentioned by the Secretary, translation costs, to be borne by the Secretariat. Canada, please.
Perhaps our statement was more general in continuing to seek efficiencies, although we did provide the example. For example, there may be additional efficiencies that could be contributed by host countries that are hosting Codex committees. I wouldn't want to limit it to that, however. Host countries, we're very grateful for the support of host countries, and we certainly wouldn't have it appear that we are being ungrateful about the contribution that they do make because their costs are increasing as well. So I wouldn't want, it may not be best to have the full focus on the host countries, but make a more general statement about continuing to seek efficiencies, which at least puts it on the record, and then we can continue to explore how we can do that.
Could you come up with a sentence, statement or sentence?